Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome to the Circling the Wagons podcast, a podcast discussing the Bills all year round with interviews, news, recaps, and insightful fan discussion. Most times. Here's your host and lifelong Bills fan, Nate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Circling the Wagons, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Nate. Thank you so much for joining us in this off-season episode where we are going to discuss some Bills news and notes, some interesting things that happened to the Bills this week, our This Week in Bills History segment, discussing some free agent needs based on a Twitter poll that we ran this last week. And we are going to do another signed football giveaway. So we're going to read a couple of reviews and go into that. And but first, I'd like to welcome back my co-hosts, John and Mike. Fellas, how are you doing this wonderful off-season episode?
Doing well, Nate. How's it going with you?
I'm doing well. Mike, how about yourself?
Nate, I was doing well. Then I opened the ESPN app, and you know what I saw? I saw Bills 19, Texans 22. It's still showing me the score from my favorites. It's enraging.
That's, wow. We're going to start the episode off on that, huh? Oh, I got more to discuss on the Houston Texans Buffalo Bills game later. It's just, but yeah. Oh, that's frustrating.
Oh, I don't want to bring it up. I'm just, it seems like a terrible flaw.
Terrible flaw. It's going to be app. Is it going to be up there all off season, right? It's not going to go away. It's the latest game.
Email somebody. Like, it's just not good business practice, right? Like, if I'm opening the app and I see that every time, like, even subconsciously, I'm going to be like, why do I feel like garbage after I check ESPN? Mm-hmm. Even if it's not like, oh, that's why. It's like, oh, I'm going to look at that less and less and less.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Who designed that? That's terrible. We got to email somebody. how high do you want to go, right? Like, back when Jobs was with us, right? You could email Apple and, oh, maybe Steve Jobs would get back to you. Who do you want to go to? Head of ESPN? Head of Disney?
Head of Disney, yeah.
Disney owns ESPN. We go right to Bob Iger. Like,
go ahead. Wait, Mickey Mouse? Like, how high does Disney go to? Who's Bob Iger? CEO?
He's the CEO of Disney. So, right? Like, you can, from our email at the podcast, like, it sound very official. What's the email for the podcast? CTW pod?
Yes.
We'll follow up with something more official.
CTW pod@gmail.com. Well, you know, when I
something
email.
Something much better than that we'll come up with. Maybe we could come up with an email like internalaudit@Disney. Read immediately. Like, ah, don't worry about that. But this issue could be fixed.
But there's a huge flaw in your app so that when every time. But every fan base must see that. It's not just Bills fans, because unless you won the Super Bowl, all the other 31 teams. Well, I mean, I guess if you won Week 17, you didn't go to the playoffs. You're seeing that your team.
No, you're reminded of your failure. I agree with you. If you win the Super Bowl, amazing. But everyone else.
Yeah.
If you're a Chiefs fan, awesome for you. But every other fan base will just be disappointed.
Yeah.
Every time they see that, why would you want your app or your brand associated with such negativity? You wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's got to be fixed.
Just get rid of the last score. You don't have to put any scores up. There hasn't been a score.
Drop it off. After a day, two days.
Yeah. Except during the season. You should probably know what the last game was. But, you know, it's not the season anymore. This is the off season. We're officially in the off season right now.
Yeah.
So what else is going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Remember you were texting us over the week about
You want me to talk about something, man?
Yeah, just talk about
so
it.
So Google, you know how Google, while we're talking about apps, tech, the flaws of tech companies, this isn't too bad, but anyway, Google like sends you stuff that thinks you'll be interested in. So it sent me like, oh, this sports show is coming up, Legends and Stars, winter 2020. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what, like, who's going or what they're charging. And it was interesting. Like, it's like a sports card show or memorabilia show. And they have different guests come in. So I was texting you guys saying, like, oh, what do you think this person would want for an autograph? And I'm like, well, let me back up, hold off, and ask you on the podcast. Because, like, I would have no concept of what people were charging. Is that what you're alluding to when you're like, oh,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
going on anyway?
So, okay. Yeah, I was hoping that you would just start with that instead of going on a rant about ESPN. But no, that's cool. So this Legends and Stars or whatever memorabilia signing, were these Buffalo Bills or were these lots of different other sports stars or what?
So mostly Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm. Which Buffalo Bills can you give us?
The geographic area. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't I go through the list?
Yeah, that would be great.
I didn't prepare that, but I'm on the website, right? So I can just, I think it's alphabetically, not sorted by sports team. I'll get rid of the baseball players and hockey players, right? We'll just do NFL.
Yes.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
So the first guy up, I'll ask you how much he charges for an autograph.
Does that sound good? Yeah, yeah. So my question is, because I haven't been to a sports memorabilia signing. I can't remember the last time. I think I went as a kid to see, like, you know, I think Daryl Talley or Cornelius Bennett or whatever. So is this to sign anything or is this to sign like whatever you want? Like if you have a jersey, can you sign it or does it have to be something you buy there or do you know that information?
Yes, I know that information.
So when we...
Don't I get into it?
Okay. Well, I need to know what I'm guessing.
Good question.
Okay.
I would tell you the important information.
Why don't you just tell me?
So the first guy up is Ben Coates, the tight end for the New England Patriots, Baltimore Ravens. He's a Super Bowl champ and 5-time Pro Bowler, right? So any item, he charges more for an inscription, but I'm asking Nate and John what Ben Coates charges to sign any item for you. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I can't be that much. Okay. He can't be top dollar. I would say Ben Coates... I barely recognize the name if I was New England. The only reason I know is because he was in the division for so long. I would say any item, $30.
John?
$31.
Ooh, $25.
Yes. Oh. Suck it, John. So I was thinking like what I would pay for it is like $2. I don't care about it. I mean, it's cool that he's a football player, but I mean, just that doesn't even, it's not even a blip on the radar. But I like that. This is good. Continue.
How much for a photo? How much for... No points, just bonus. How much for a photo with Ben Coates?
Oh, he charges just to get a photo with him? Like, just like... You can't just get a selfie with him? Like, or whatever? Like, you gotta pay for that? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I would guess $10 then.
John?
$5.
$25.
Ooh, what?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
$25 for a photo.
$25 for a bunch of people to be like, who's that in your picture? That's Patriots tight end, Ben Coates.
All right, here we go. Bob Greasy. He's the Hall of Famer quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. He was the Hall of Fame class of 90. 2-time Super Bowl champ. He's the MVP of the league in 71. 6-time Pro Bowl.
And he was he was a quarterback during their undefeated season, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
He's the MVP in 71. They were undefeated in 72.
Okay. Yes. So autograph was 25 for Ben Coates.
Let me back up.
Okay.
So he breaks his down into two different categories. They give these guys a lot of leeway, I guess. We'll go with a premium. A premium autograph includes a jersey number, a full-sized helmet, or equipment. How much does he want for that?
Wait, do you get the item also, or it's just to give an autograph for it?
Bro, do you get anything in this world?
No.
Come on.
No, that's the answer is no. Thank you. You get nothing in this world.
I just told you a guy charged you for $25 for a picture. And you think you're getting the jersey.
He does not provide the photograph. He does not provide the print. Yeah. Okay. Just double checking.
I think John has to go first.
Yes, John does have to go first.
$100.
Ooh, wow.
Nate.
Seems high. Seems high. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say 60. I could have done 99, but I just went 60.
Why are you being like this, man? Come on. The right answer is 91 or 89. You don't go 60. John wins, but he was high. Well, very disappointing today.
I'm usually
it's $90 for jersey number.
What? I'm usually the one asking the questions, so I'm not used to having to answer them. So, okay, this is good. All right, I'm learning. Okay, so John wins that one. I win the first one. John wins the second. It's $90 for Bob.
So, Greasy, a flat or a mini helmet is 70, an inscription is 30, and a photo with Greasy. How much does that run you?
Jeez, it was 25 for Ben Coates. That's got to be 70 proportionally. What do you think, John?
Hit it on the head, 70.
Did
70
I?
Bucks.
Wow.
Don't even bother, John. All right, next one.
All right, it's 1-1. Michael Irvin. I'd give you his nickname's right on here, Playmaker. It's news to me. He's Hall of Fame of 07. I mean, obviously, right? We know Michael Irvin. He's on TV every Sunday, but he was the wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, 3-time Super Bowl champ, played with, you know, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, 5-time Pro Bowler. We'll go with, just like before, premium autograph, which is a jersey, helmet, equipment. Jeez. What does playmaker Michael Irvin charge?
Who is it? Is it me or John now?
It's you.
It's me. I'm going to say 120.
John.
119.
165.
Wow. Damn. Dude.
All right, I got now. Michael Irvin has a couple. Like, what does he want for a Dallas Cowboys triplet item? And that includes any signed or unsigned image of Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith together, or any item previously signed by either Troy Aikman or Emmitt Smith.
Oh, so he completes the trifecta?
You're going for the No. I want to read it to you again. You would think, right, if he completes the trifecta, if he punches the ticket. But a Dallas Cowboys triplet item includes any signed or unsigned image of Troy Aikman, Mike Irvin, and Emmitt Smith together, or any item previously signed by either Troy Aikman or Emmitt Smith. So he could be the first one signing it if it's the three of them, or if it has their either the other two signature on it.
Wait. So he charges a different
amount for that.
He charges a different amount for this, like, one specific item that it could be?
He does not have either. He blows through money like there's no tomorrow, or his agent sucks with the television contracts or something. I don't know what, but go ahead. This is just the bonus. Somebody say a number.
So
Dallas Cowboys triplet.
I would guess. Now, so I'm trying to think. A triplet has got to be worth more, right? Because it's these three premium players. It's not just one, right? So it's got to be worth more, even though you have to jump through a ton of hoops to get the other two signatures, hopefully.
I don't think he would break it out. If he was like charging less, he wouldn't do that, right? Wouldn't be like, oh, in this special situation, I'll charge you less.
Yeah, no. Exactly. No. Oh, jeez. I already don't like Michael Irvin after reading this. I'm going to say, what was it, 165 for a regular autograph?
Yeah.
250.
Sean?
Oh, jeez. Ow.
This is a good number, Nate.
It is a good number.
Makes the other guy make the decision. It was a good number. It was 235, so John got that one. But that was just the bonus. 235. So if you want a photo with Michael Irvin, $145.
Jeez.
Crazy. All right, here we go. Vince Papale. Papale? I forget. I haven't seen
Are we
going
to get to some Bills players?
I haven't seen the movie in a long time, okay. I should say. Okay. The real life inspiration behind the movie Invincible. Remember that Disney? He's the wide receiver, Philadelphia Eagles guy. Was,
yeah.
Marky Mark in the movie.
Like a Disney movie sort of thing?
I like it.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Hey,
yeah.
Was it Invincible because his name was Vince?
Yes.
Oh, dude. I was today years old when I found that out. I had no idea.
Jeez.
Sorry. So for that guy... who's definitely less important than anyone you've mentioned already, a guy that just happened to be in a movie, because I didn't know about him until that movie was created, so it's not like Wait, is it? This is John's turn next. I'm gonna.
Yeah, John's turn.
I've already given him
any
too many
item,
hints.
John.
Was it a premium item?
No, those just like guys who really think they're all that have premium stuff.
Yeah, 20.
Okay, Nate.
I think it's more than that. I was just gonna say 25.
25, got it on the nose.
Does he also do photos?
A photo is $25. He will write "Invincible" on it for free. But if you want an additional inscription, it'll run you $10.
Wow. Okay. Are there any Bills players in this list?
We're getting there.
Okay. All right.
But I think that's indicative of like I guess I won't. We've seen a full spectrum now, right? Like Michael Irvin, who is on your TV every Sunday and still kind of in the public consciousness a little bit more, I would say. Like Aikman, right? Is he do color?
He's a color analyst
color
for Fox.
Right?
Yep.
Fox. Emmett Smith was on Dancing. Like all those guys are in the limelight still. Yeah, so the next guy up, Otis Sistrunk, who's defensive tackle for the Oakland Raiders, is a Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl 11. Otis, maybe he rings a bell for John. I don't have the years here, but any item.
Man, I'd have to. I'm up. He's got to be between Vince Papale and probably he's probably more of a Ben Coates range. I'm gonna say $50 for a signature or an autograph.
John.
What was the guy's name again?
Are you Googling, John? Otis Sistrunk. Sistrunk.
John's like, oh, you mean Otis Sistrunk? Oh, of course.
I know a lot of NFL history, but I've never heard of that guy.
John, you would have known him if he was on Tecmo Bowl.
40.
$20.
Yeah.
Gotta give it to Nate. He's John, you gotta step it up, man. 4-1.
That's insane. A Super Bowl champion is the same as a guy who was a walk-on for a Philadelphia Eagles team.
I think it's really interesting, right? Like it really highlights the recency bias that we have, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. John's gonna be mad when we get to some of these Bills players that are not as familiar to me as perhaps to him. Phil Villapiano, who's a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills and the Oakland Raiders. He's a Super Bowl 11 champ, 4-time Pro Bowl. You know him, John?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Okay, sorry. I mean,
never heard of him.
Any item. Make me feel better, Nate. Thank you.
I already forgot like all the prices of all the other players. It's like, was the last guy's number again?
I can't go back, man. Sorry.
You got to remember it.
I'll go 25.
It's part of the game. Okay.
Well, Nate? So this is a Buffalo local kind of Buffalo event. So I'm going to say slightly more because he was a Buffalo Bill. I'll go 30.
$20. John. Recency bias, man. If you and I didn't know him, not that we're great historians, but all right, here's an interesting.
Real quick, Bill sports history. I know like three players before like the Jim Kelly era, besides OJ Simpson. It's like Cookie Gilchrist.
Fair. Same.
Some other guy, Brooks, and I forget. That's it.
Okay, that's it. Fair enough.
Kemp, right, Jack Kemp.
This guy,
Jack Kemp.
You'll know this guy.
Okay.
Ricky Williams, running back for the Miami Dolphins, the New Orleans Saints, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Toronto Argonauts. He won the Heisman Trophy in 98. He was the AP Player of the Year in 98. He went to the Pro Bowl just once in 2002. Any item, it's on Nate.
I'm going to say Ricky Williams. That's a good one. I like Ricky Williams, especially because he didn't quit on our team, so I'm completely fine with him. I'm going to say 75.
John.
I'm going to go higher.
Oh, that's what he would do, too. He'd get a little higher, too. Way to team me up for that one, John. Actually, I'd like to get a little higher. No, go ahead, John.
All right, it's lower. So we maybe that's how it's higher or lower. Like you can't, whatever.
Yeah.
But Nate is the only one that would go lower by like $40, so you could still win.
How much was it?
$40 for Ricky Williams. However, this is $40 any item.
Wow.
So here's interesting. In an inscription, how much do you think an inscription? If you want him to write something to you. No points. Just somebody throw out a number.
I want to say like another. I want to say it's like double. So like $80 for that because he, you know, all the potheads or whatever are gonna have him sign some stuff or whatever. It, like interesting.
What? How much did you say?
Another $40. So like eighty altogether.
Exactly. Got right on the hit the nail on the head.
John, you could have set out this
any
whole
item
segment.
Is $40. An inscription is 15. But a cannabis related inscription is 40.
What else?
He's doubling down, man. He is owning that association there.
That
like
market.
It's specifically listed on this website. Everybody else is like any item, an inscription, blah blah blah. His as a special entry, cannabis related.
He is so smart. He like relates to a whole specific demographic that, you know, all these other guys don't. So it's funny because you would never want Ricky Williams. What else would you have him inscribe if it didn't have to do with weed or cannabis? It wouldn't be like, don't give up on your dreams or work hard or always show up.
But kind of like ahead of his time, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Like, isn't it interesting? Like a lot of in the sense of like federal, like states, right? Dominoes are falling, like legislation is coming. I think Bernie Sanders just said like, oh, day one, I'm president. I'm federal. Executive order, like weed's legal everywhere. Like Ricky Williams, man, out of his time.
Well, he's got one vote. Bernie's got one vote. coming out of NFL history. So yeah, that is pretty crazy. At first time, he was almost vilified at the time. Like, why would anyone do this? Yeah. You know, this and that. And now we know not only that, not only is marijuana almost legal in, you know, what, a quarter of the states or whatever, but also like CTE is such a bigger thing. So the understanding of how, and he was just like, you know, why would I put my body through this? And we're like, oh, it's a man sport. You know, why wouldn't you? And now it's like, yeah, why would you? So many players have retired early.
Right.
Because of issues. Patrick Willis, Chris Borland, just recently Luke Kuechly. I mean, Andrew Luck. I mean, these guys are like, what's the point? After a certain amount of money, I want to live, you know, a pain-free life. So he's
life
my-
Life is short, man.
Life is so short. He's my favorite so far. I think Ricky Williams is my favorite that I'd like to get, non-Bills player that I'd like to get an autograph from.
Next up, Josh Allen.
Oh, jeez.
2018 first round draft pick, quarterback, Buffalo Bills. We'll do premium. Includes jersey, jersey number, full-size helmet, equipment. How much? That, Nate, that does not include all that stuff. You supply the stuff, he writes his name.
It's bullshit.
It's John's turn to go first.
Josh Allen's got to be at least like $500.
Dude, nobody from Buffalo would be able to afford that. Come on. This isn't like the Hamptons, like $500 for a jersey. For you have to get the jersey beforehand too, John. He doesn't give you one. Are you sticking with 500? Because I know what mine's going to be. You know what my...
I'll do 175.
Oh, 200. 200.
125. Point to John. 200. You just got done talking about nobody having any money. $200? Somebody write their name? Jeez. That's like Joe Montana and Tom Brady and all on the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who the most. It'd be interesting. We looked up who the most expensive autograph is. And Josh Allen cost.
Oh, sorry. I was wondering if you got a Tom Brady one, how much extra it would be to sign an asterisk with it.
You could probably just add that yourself. They probably don't do like the analysis, the signature guarantee on authenticated asterisks, I'll say.
In my inscription, so I want you to say the Cheatriots instead of the Patriots. Spygate, Deflategate. I want you to say all of those underneath your how much. Anyway, So is there?
Yeah. So a flat, a mini helmet is $100. An inscription is $30. Taking a photo with them is $100. I gotta say, man, like, part of me is always like, oh, you get the money you're worth, like, charge what you're worth. But at the same time, it's some of it seems like you're nickel and diamond guys, right? Like, oh, it's $125 for a signature. Fine, charge whatever you want. But then, like, oh, I want a signature. Or sorry, an inscription. So to put two Nate on it, that's an extra $30. You want a photo? That's $100. Like, come on. I don't know.
Yeah, that seems a little ridiculous. I'm very surprised at all of these photograph costs, because if it's literally just to stand there, you don't have to sign anything. Nothing of yours. Yeah, I don't know. It's just,
and you're already getting $125. You know, like, I don't.
Yeah.
All right, Don Beebe, wide receiver, Buffalo Bills, Carolina Panthers, Green Bay Packers. He won the Super Bowl with the Packers. Any item? I would say a Bills favorite back in the day, Don Beebe.
Six rings, right, John? Six Super Bowl rings? Is that what it is? Four rings? I don't know. He's got some Super Bowls.
I think just one.
Just one? Oh, okay.
One?
I thought I bought you a book, John, that said six rings, six or rings. Something.
You're confusing Don B with Michael Jordan again.
Oh, of course. That's what I meant. Sorry. I meant Michael Jordan. Probably more than what Don B would charge. I'm going to say, I guess this is my turn. I'm going to say $60.
61.
25. Wow. That's all right. That would be easy. Easy. I mean, I don't.
That's the steal so far.
That's the steal so far. Best value so far. What do you think, John?
Absolutely.
Nate got that one, right?
Yes.
Okay. The score is currently 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Nate, 3 for John. John, time to make a comeback. So, BB, if you want an inscription, $10, photos, $25. So, a little more reasonable. All right. John Brown, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Baltimore Ravens. John Brown, any item?
I'm going to
John.
Okay.
Go ahead. Seven. If you want to say something about him, go ahead.
So we've done a lot of giveaways on this show. We've done a John Brown jersey, Tremaine Edmonds jersey. Like, I kind of have a feel for how these guys stack. Like one of the most, you know, the most expensive is like Jim Kelly, right? And then the least expensive right now, at least of the people that are giving away autographs on the places that I go, is John Brown. So that's actually one of the cheaper ones I've seen. Not cheap, but cheaper.
Are you recusing yourself? Is that what you're saying?
No. No, mostly because
I have inside knowledge about this.
I do have somewhat. I have some insider trading. Just give him the point.
Fine.
I
No, that's your life experience you're bringing to it. That's fine.
But, just talking about it out loud from what I've seen. So I will say, I'd say $40.
John. It was John's turn to go first, but go ahead, John. Nate said 40 because he was super confident. And then what did John say?
John said 41.
John, with the point.
How much is it?
45. An inscription will run you 15, and a photo is also 45. Mm. All right. Blast from the past. A past that we remember, not way before our time. Russell Copeland, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, Green Bay Packers, Philadelphia Eagles, and Toronto Argonauts.
Jeez.
They put up a picture of him from Upper Deck Collector's Choice, his card where he's kneeling. It's not an action shot.
He's sitting on the bench. He's
not catching a pass, scoring a touchdown.
He's in street clothes. He was inactive that game. John, is any item? John, is this your turn or my turn?
It's your turn, Nate.
Okay, so I remember Russell Copeland, but only because he was behind guys like, I want to say, Andre Reed or Eric Moulds or something like that. I mean, he didn't get re-signed. It was like a stint. So, oh man. I would hope it'd only be like $25.
So I was gonna say either 25 or 20, so I'll go with 24 then.
$20.
Nice.
Point to John. An inscription. We'll give you a free inscription. That's nice. Total's nice. $20. We're getting towards the end here. But we have another current Bill, Dawson Knox. Current tight end for the Buffalo Bills.
Any item, John?
45.
Nate?
I'm thinking I'm going to go a little bit higher. What was Josh Allen, like 125? John Brown was 50? What was John Brown? Was he 60? 50?
Always forward, man. Can't go back.
I'm going to say 50.
$30.
Oh, wow. How much for an inscription?
Point to John. John's... 15 for an inscription. Photos, $30.
What would you have?
I wonder if with some of these guys, this is like, I do it for 15. Like, if there's peer pressure, like, oh, I can't do it for five if everybody else is doing it for 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you just want to be a fun guy that day and like, oh, I'll go meet some fans. I won't charge them anything. I'll just go sign some stuff. And everybody else be like, screw you. Now we look like assholes in comparison. I wonder if there's any like peer pressure for that.
Dawson Knox, there's like 100 people waiting in line for him and there's nobody near Michael Irvin. Yeah, that's a good point. And you know,
actually, John's clawed his way back. 6'6". Go ahead. Sorry.
So there's, yeah, it's almost like a Houston Oilers, Buffalo Bills comeback game right there. So, but I mean, I wonder if there is like, and there's also a rake, I would imagine, from the place doing it. So if you're charging $30, they might make $5 off every autograph, right? Or every photograph or every whatever. There's money to be made on their end, not just having you, right?
I don't know. Because you could make that case, but also like having these names adds a lot of prestige to the event. And I'm sure they charge like tables, like all of the memorabilia dealers to show up have to pay for a table. So like if you can say, Michael Irvin's coming, all these people are coming, like you're going to have a lot more foot traffic, you would think, a lot more interest. So I don't know. You have a good point. I'm not sure which direction it would go.
Okay. If I had to get an inscription from Dawson Knox, I think it would be the Jugger Knox. I think that's my favorite nickname for him so far. So that's all.
Okay. Next up, Marv Levy, Hall of Fame class 2001, head coach for the Buffalo Bills. It's got on here four-time AFC champion and two-time NFL coach of the year.
We all know who Marv Levy is. I'm going to say I...
Well, you know... Whatever, man. Go ahead. Now I'm pulling for John.
You've been pulling for John this whole time. So I'm going to say, also based on my prior auction experience, is that Marv Levy is actually the cheapest I've ever seen. Everyone. So I'm going to say $20 for an autograph.
John?
21.
Nice. $30. John takes the lead. Yeah. All this inside information, man, not helping you at all.
Shit. Congrats to you both on getting that question right.
Marvel will do a Hall of Fame inscription free upon request. If you want him to say anything else, is $15. And a photo is $30. I mean, Marv Levy, right? Like, John would know better than me how old he is, but you got to be doing it for the fans, just to meet people, right? You're not like paying for your. Hopefully, you didn't get scammed out of all your money that you've made, and you need every $30 to.
Right.
It's like you got some of it's got to be like, oh, I'll get to see some of these old players. I'll get to hang out. I'll get to meet people. It's got to be fun, some level.
Yeah, anyway. I would hope. I would really hope he's not, because you got to figure it this. At this, maybe it's just to get out or something, because like, I hope it's not about the money. You kind of hope that those guys are set in their, I think he's, if he's not 90, he's
gotta be,
if he's close to 90 and he, or he's in his 90s. I mean, I'm glad he's still around and everything like that, but yeah, hope it's not just, yeah. I mean, maybe he's just that much demand and maybe he's making money for his children, even though his children are probably in their 60s by now. Like, it's just, it's a weird kind of paradox that you're glad he's doing it, but you hope he doesn't need it. I feel you.
He's like our
grandfather, but yeah, go ahead.
Jamie Mueller, running back, Buffalo Bills. John.
I'll say 20.
15.
$20. If you get it right on, I should have done like 2 points or something, but yeah, exactly. Inscription is free, photos $20. I can't believe some of these guys just went, oh, photos free. It's got to be like the peer pressure. Mm-hmm. Scott Norwood, kicker, Buffalo Bills, made the Pro Bowl in 1988.
No matter
any item,
no matter what, his inscription has got to be like double whatever it is, just because you know people are going to want wide right or whatever, you know, just something. I don't know. I'm going to say that would be a pretty shitty thing, though, as a fan to want wide right. So maybe that's not what people do. I'm going to say 20.
How much?
$20.
Got it. Right on the nose.
No, 2 points. Sweet.
No, I said I should have done that. I don't change the rules halfway through.
That's fair.
Bill Polian, Hall of Fame 15, general manager for the Bills, the Panthers, the Colts. He was the 6-time NFL Executive of the Year. Wasn't he big into the AAF, Alliance of American Football?
Yep.
Was that Polian?
Yes, he was. That was him.
And most famously, he was. I heard him all over the radio poo-pooing Lamar Jackson. Remember?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he should be a running back or a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't a good look.
Well, you know, it was kind of caught because people were like, well, that's racist. And it's like, well, maybe he just doesn't think it, but I don't know. It's debatable, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, either way, it wasn't a good look. Especially,
I didn't mean any, like, I didn't imply there was like, he just, you're always on these things and you have to have a hot take or like, why have you? You have to say something extreme. So it's either like, oh, he's going to be the greatest player in the world, or he doesn't deserve to go in the first round. Here's why.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it, but
they're waiting.
Unfortunate
for
him, he picked that quarterback to.
Yeah. What about all the other
not behind?
Yeah. What about all the other analysts that were like, oh, Team Tebow would be a great quarterback. Like those guys aren't getting lambasted like Polian is. Yeah.
Right.
Is this?
Jackson, amazing, right, for the first year. But we thought Cam Newton was going to change the league, too. And, like, took him to the Super Bowl MVP season. And now, like, you're going to get, I mean, you thought he owned the Carolina Panthers and that fan base. And now you're just going to be out because, like, man, it takes a toll on your body getting hit like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. Bill Polian.
Which I hope Josh Allen learns from, by the way, too. So he's not going to be 23 forever. So,
right? I know. That's what I always think.
People are like, oh, there's a terrible, you know, analogy between Cam Newton and Josh Allen. I was like, yeah, for sure. They're definitely not the same players. But them both taking hits like they do, I mean, Josh Allen, that's why we talk about it all season long in the game recaps. It's like, man, you cannot take some of these hits forever. And they will take a toll on him. I mean, what is Cam Newton? He's only like 28 or something. He's not that old. And he missed half a season or whatever, you know? It's, yeah. And he's been consistently missing time ever since that Super Bowl run. But anyway, he got annihilated by the Denver Broncos. But anyway, who are we asking about? Oh, Bill Polian.
Bill Polian. Any item. It's on John.
25.
I'm going to say 26.
You got it. 30. So you guys are tied. We have 3 more to go, so it'll work out. Jim Richer, center guard, Buffalo Bills, Atlanta Falcons, 2-time Pro Bowler. Nate has to go first. Any item?
25.
John.
24.
It was 25.
Yes.
Yeah.
I should have just ended it.
Yes.
I should have just ended it. Sorry. John, you have to get this one right.
I like Jim Richer, by the way. I like that offensive line. John Davis, Jim Richer, Will Wolford. John Davis follows us on Twitter, by the way. If you're not following us on Twitter, please do, @CTWPod. John Davis follows us. What, do you think you're better than John Davis? Follow us, too. Anyway, go ahead, Mike. Fred Smirlis.
Oh boy.
Nose tackle, Buffalo Bills, San Francisco 49ers, New England Patriots, 5-time Pro Bowl, 5-time All Pro. He does radio.
Yeah.
35.
We've heard him on the radio for sure for games. 35.
I'm gonna say 36.
John stays alive. 25.
You know, I never know what to think about Fred.
All tied up.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. I never know what to think about Fred Smirlis in general because I know he was a Bill, but I feel like doesn't he do announcing for the Patriots still? I think he's a big Patriots honk. So it's hard for me to really think that I'm a big fan of him still. But I don't hate him. I'm just
for sure. Very, very few like very rare for people to have such a close connection to, I would say, like such, at least from our perspective, such rivals, you know? Bills and Pats, like who else? Nobody.
Yeah, I think he sounds like from that area, but anyway, go ahead. Last one.
On Nate, the player is, yes, he's a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. It's Duke Williams. Oh,
Duke. Duke Williams. 20.
Agree. 21, I don't know.
21's a good guess.
What do we do? He said agree, and then he said something else. So do I say final answer? It's the first time the entire thing you've said two things.
I have to pick something else, right? Because you've just been giving, if you go first and get it right, you get it right, right?
That's true.
So Nate gets it, no, right?
Is it it's 20. It's obviously 20. I got it right in one guess. I win.
What did you say, John?
As a 21.
It's 25. John. Duke Williams. Nobody's been 20, Nate. Jeez, everybody's been 25. Shoot the bet on that one.
Yeah. I was thinking if there's anyone worth 20. No, Duke Williams. I have no
idea. Seems like that's the floor.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Scott Norwood was 20. Never mind. Jamie Mueller. Yeah. All right. Yeah, Marv Levy, I think a lot of value there, right?
Yeah.
Can we say Don Beebe?
Don Beebe was a good one. But Don Beebe was a good one after all those ridiculously expensive ones. So we were like, oh, the first bill, it's like, okay, that's 40 or whatever it was. Like, that makes sense. Okay, that's a little bit less than whatever Michael Irvin was charging. So,
but probably Marv Levy, the one most synonymous, I would say, with the Bills for like such a long time, you know?
What do you guys think about autographs and, you know, signings in general? Do you think that, I mean, it's kind of smart for these guys to do it. It's minimal effort. And you make, I mean, if you're Michael Irvin and you're paying, you know, you're charging $1.75 per autograph or whatever it was, I mean, you get, you know, 7-8 autographs. You're at $1,000 cash right there, right? Like that's insane. And all you're doing is literally just, or taking a picture. I mean, you can fake that. Like just like, hey, just smile for the camera. Like I'll smile with anyone for $100. You know, like this is, it seems like such little work for the amount of money, doesn't it? And you would be dumb if you weren't Josh Allen to take advantage of that now, because for whatever reason, if he's not the franchise quarterback, you would have missed out in that 100, 125 or whatever he's charging per autograph that entire time. And it's just so easy. It's so smart. I mean, it's worth it, in my opinion. Sell out. That's what I'm saying. Sell out as much as you possibly can, whenever you can. So they didn't have Bruce Smith on there, right?
If he was on there, I would have asked you about it.
Fair enough.
I went down the list, man.
So remember we did that thing at Del Lago Casino and Resort when we interviewed them.
What are you going to say? What's he worth? 300?
So we did that. If we haven't banged on the table as much that we did an interview with Bruce Smith, it's because it's the only thing we can brag about ever as a podcast. It's the only thing that we can discuss. And that day that we didn't know that we were going to actually be able to do an interview with Bruce Smith because the people at DeLago, we were like, well, it wasn't part of the contract, but we'll see. But what was part of the contract was for him to meet all of these people. Like, so these VIP people at the casino, right? Like he met them, he shook their hands, he got signatures with them and stuff like that. And that was all part of the VIP experience. I have no idea how much you have to pay for to be a VIP at Del Lago Casino Resort, right? Like it could be you have to spend $10,000 there or you have to, you know, just win a raffle. I have no idea. But the fact that like we were able to interview him and get a free autograph from him, you think about it, with all the numbers that you're seeing, you're tossing around like $7,500, I could easily see Hall of Famer Bruce Smith, all-time sack leader, first overall pick in the, you know, 1987 draft or whatever. It's just, I could see him being like a $100 autograph, and we got it for free. So that's pretty cool, right?
So 85 drafts.
Well, even more important. So, isn't that cool? John, what did you get autographed by Bruce Smith?
Just an old football card.
Yeah, that's cool. I got on my hat, I had him sign Bruce Smith and then say bad things. That bad things would have been like another $25 to get an inscription. You're talking, that's insane, you know? So, cool.
Which would you have, I mean, we love Bruce Smith, but would you have done it? Probably not. So it makes me think of the, you think, you see these water bottles, the new drinking fountains, right? Where you put your water bottle under and it's in and pours the water out. And then it has a counter like, oh, you saved so far. We've saved 679,000 plastic water bottles. Yeah, guy, but that's assuming I would have gotten a plastic water bottle and thrown it in the trash. Not that I reused it. Not that I just drank from the water fountain. Not all these other friggin' possibilities. Like, it's irksome when people assume like that. Not in your case, obviously. Like, yeah, it's awesome you guys got that. But at the same time, like, you're not paying $200.
No.
Right?
No, that's why it's even more awesome is because we didn't have to.
For the picture and the inscription and it's awesome, but yeah. It allows me to rant about that other
We got the picture too. That's like a $300 day. We made money just by showing up. That's crazy. Now that you mentioned, like, the whole time you're thinking about these things, like, we took a picture with Bruce Smith. Like, we got a picture with him. We didn't have to spend any money. We got autographs and inscription. You know, we asked, like, hey, is it okay if I put my hand on your shoulder? Is it weird? So, yeah. But the bottles thing, Mike, yeah, absolutely. You're literally not even recycling it. You're throwing it in the trash. It's like, I didn't do that beforehand. I didn't drink strict bottled water. And I definitely didn't just toss it in the garbage. Completely inflating their stats on that. Yeah, good point. Well,
thank you.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Well, this is like, so we were originally going to go over, let me go over some quick news and notes. So this is somewhat a Buffalo Bills podcast, besides all those cool things. Thank you, Mike, for doing all that research and that quiz. That was great. Going to go into some quick news and notes for, I think we're going to save the free agency talk until next week, because that was just some fun conversation. So real quick, Bills restructure their contract with Starley Tulele this past week. Starting defensive tackle. Starley Tulele, his salary drops in 2020, becomes fully guaranteed. If the Bills release him right now, they will still owe him the money. So luckily, it ends up freeing up some cap space this season. So his cap hit drops from $10 million to $8.3 million. So possibly just Brandon Bean looking at his contract and saying he's not quite worth the money that he's making, or wanting to move around some money so that he can make more of a splash in free agency and just get a little bit more cap space. So that'll be interesting to see where that goes from here. But no matter what, he's definitely going to be on the roster or possibly traded in the 2020 season. Other news and notes this week, the Bills, as of right now, as of us recording this podcast, the Bills have reached out to Greg Olsen to make an offer per Adam Schefter. So Adam Schefter tweeted this last week, former Panthers tight end Greg Olsen is now done with his visits and is in contract negotiations with the Bills, Redskins, and Seahawks per source. So that was interesting. Buffalo Rumblings tweeted out, the official Buffalo Rumblings Twitter page said that he would, Spotrick has him at 2 years, $10.4 million for a contract, citing that this is close to what Jason Williams, Vernon Davis, Delanie Walker are getting. So that's a that would be interesting. Would you guys be in favor of signing a guy like Greg Olsen? And do you think he would come to Buffalo over the Seahawks and the Redskins?
Yeah, I'd be in favor of signing him. You know, good player, can help mentor the younger tight ends as well, like Dawson Knox. So, I mean, obviously his ties to Washington with the coach there. But, I mean, you know, McDermott was in Carolina. You know, there's a tie there. We could just as easily come to Buffalo. Buffalo's on the upswing. I know Mike's getting ready to disagree with me on this, but go ahead.
It'd be funny if Mike completely agreed with you on this one now.
Yeah. Washington is a dumpster fire, first off. So just if he has any desire to win, which you got to think, if you're still putting your body through that, if you're still playing, like you want to win, right? Climbing the mountain. So Washington's out. And then it's between the Seahawks and the Bills. Both teams, as you say, like pretty good. Both playoff teams. Love the Bills on the upswing, but we're totally biased, right? Grew up with the team our whole lives, want them to do well. If you are in a vacuum, the Seahawks are a more proven commodity with Russell Wilson, I would say. He's an MVP candidate, Pro Bowler. Just, I think the Bills still have more to prove. With the Seahawks, you, from, again, Russell Wilson, the front office, to Pete Carroll, could be a Hall of Fame coach. Like, if you need to win and you want to win right away, like, in a vacuum, I'd go to the Seahawks.
I think you can't, if the, in a vacuum, the same offer, I think he would definitely go to the Seahawks over the Bills. I don't know why you wouldn't at this point, just being looking from the outside. I mean, love Josh Allen. I really hope that they do sign a Greg Olsen-like guy. That's what we thought Tyler Kroft was going to be last season, a veteran tight end with experience that would hopefully allow Dawson Knox, who was a very raw tight end coming out of Ole Miss. It wasn't like he was a very accomplished pass catcher. I believe he only caught 49 balls. I can't remember for sure. 49 balls his senior year or something like that. It was a low amount, though. He didn't have a really great collegiate career, but he showed a lot of promise. And a guy like that, a guy as raw as that, usually tight ends take 3 to 4 years to really assimilate to the NFL fully and become, you know, the peak of their level as a receiver and blocker. And Dawson Knox needs somebody ahead of him to get to that point. Tommy Sweeney, the same thing, obviously a 7th-round pick instead of a 3rd-round pick. So the Bills do need a guy like that. And Tyler Kroft, I mean, unless he's proven to be healthy, which he hasn't his entire career, it feels like, they need a guy like Greg Olsen. But again, you know, like what Mike said, it's just how do you not say you go to a team that was basically just went just as far as the Bills did, went further than the Bills did this postseason, and they have Russell Wilson as quarterback. I will say, though, Russell Wilson has never quite been able to take advantage of his tight ends in any offense, because it feels like, you know, they had Jimmy Graham for a couple seasons. Jimmy Graham did basically nothing, and it was a big drop off from his time there in New Orleans coming to Seattle. And it just seems like they never have been able to use their tight ends properly in Seattle. So that's the only downside, but yeah.
Also, the Bills would probably pay him more.
Yes. But then again, if, you know, if experience with one coaching staff to another, I mean, the Carolina connection is right there. So other news and notes, going back to players being released, former Redskins and Panthers Pro Bowl cornerback Josh Norman was released from the Redskins this week, there is obviously a thought that potentially he could end up with the Bills because of his connection, obviously, with Sean McDermott. He played with Sean McDermott when McDermott was the defensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers. At one point, he was considered to be the best cornerback in the NFL. The Redskins save $12.4 million of cap space by releasing him. And I could see the Bills doing right now. The Bills have so little cash tied up at the cornerback position because Tre'Davious White is still on his rookie contract. Levi Wallace is an undrafted free agent. They still haven't re-signed Kevin Johnson. They may not re-sign Kevin Johnson. They have some cap space for now before they have to sign Tre'Davious White to that huge contract. So I think that's a possibility. Now, mind you, at this point in time, Josh Norman is not a young guy. He is 32 years old. So it's possible. Would you guys be interested in bringing him back for like a 1-year contract or something that was low risk, but you know, a decent amount of money? Do you like Josh Norman?
Yeah. It definitely depends on the contracts. You don't want to get stuck with, you know, a big money contract over several years. And then you want to pay White on top of that, you know?
Yeah. Same. I'm confident in Brandon Bean, luckily, in this front office to not overpay for guys, or at least if they do, it's like a, you know, it's either a prove it deal or it's a multi-year deal where they can get out from it in 1 year, very similar to like the Tyler Kroft deal. Like they only lose like a $1.5 million in cap space or, you know, in dead cap by releasing him. And I think Trent Murphy, another deal where the Bills might consider releasing him, is like only $1.75 million in dead cap. And he's like the second highest paid Bills player right now. So we're going to go into in either this, the next episode or the episode after that, trying to determine which course of action Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott in the front office will take based on previous signings. So that'll be a fun episode. Keep going with Bills news and notes. Former NFL referee told WGR 550 that Cody Ford's block in the Texans playoff game should not have risen to the level of penalty based on the intent of the rule, and he expects the rule to be looked at and tweaked again this offseason. So that was reported by Sal Capaccio at WGR. And if that doesn't, Mike, you were just talking about how frustrating it is to open up the ESPN app and see the Bills' loss to the Houston Texans. How frustrating is it to see like other NFL referees tell people to be like that block that basically could have potentially cost the Bills that playoff game shouldn't have happened. And he actually, the same referee, John Perry, also said, in paraphrasing, that the defender knew there would be a block coming and there wasn't much contact. The rule was supposed to be put in place to protect players from big shots when they aren't aware, like de-cleating someone after a turnover as they go the other way. So how much of that is like a kick in the nuts, right?
Dude, I think an hour after, a half day, a day, maybe a week after, it would hit harder, but onward and upward, right? We're already talking about the next season. At the end of the day, every other fan base is disappointed. So it's just, you got to enjoy the games. We had fun talking about them, hanging out, watching them. It is what it is. We're all going to be dead. You're on this rock a short amount of time. Enjoy it. It's all going to be over.
Yeah. Way to put things in perspective, Mike. All this doesn't matter. Sports, football, it just doesn't matter. Like, just start counting down the minutes. Like, it's just, you know, one of the things, so I will say, I'm definitely, this doesn't bother me. If that had come over, like, yeah, like a few days later, a week later or whatever, that would have really bothered me. I think we all knew that that block, that, you know, quote unquote, blindside block wasn't called correctly. But then you add that to the other, you know, it's funny. One of our Twitter followers, S. Scotty Tubes, wrote the Bills. So the Bills got screwed on intent interpretations twice in that game. Cool. Like, you also had that flip. Remember, Mike, that you were livid about that flip at the second half, the kickoff where the guy flipped the ball to the referee. The referee didn't take it. And instead of that being a safety or a touchdown, that ended up being like, no, it's based on intent. That shouldn't have, we knew what their intent was. Like, well, can't just do it based on intent. Anyway, I'm riling myself up, even though I know our time here is short, Mike. And what's the sense, you know, of getting upset about it? But yeah, still ticks me off a little bit. I was also going to talk a little bit about Josh Allen on Pardon My Take, but just wanted to say, like, he was on, it's a Barstool Sports podcast. I've never really checked them out before, but wanted to hear Josh Allen's interview in there. And he didn't really talk a whole lot about anything in particular, anything specifically. He seems like he's really just like a company guy now. Like, he is giving you canned answers, like, as if they were the media, just very, like, you know, not giving a lot of, like, quote unquote hot takes, which is fine. I mean, that's kind of what you want for your starting quarterback and your face of the franchise. But knowing that podcast and it being Barstool Sports and stuff like that, I was expecting, like, oh, maybe he's going to say this something crazy or funny or hilarious. But nope. He basically just dropped the soundbite, which I played at the beginning of the podcast, about nobody circling the wagon. So that was about it. That's all we got out of it. So if you guys haven't checked it out, there's no real reason to check it out. You didn't learn a whole lot. He did buy a house in Buffalo, though. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's really even, you know, putting in roots into a town. If you buy like a $200,000 or $300,000 house and you made $8 million last year, right? I mean, it's something easily you can sell if you ever leave. But let's finish the podcast. We're gonna go into free agency next week, into some positional stuff, but let's end the podcast because Mike had such a good discussion on autographs and stuff like that. Let's talk about this week in Bills history.
This week in Bills history.
All right, John, what do you got for us?
All right, well, as we all know, Valentine's Day is Jim Kelly's birthday. Jim Kelly was...
As we all know that. John, when's my f***ing birthday? Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
$10. Is your birthday today, Mike? Oh, crap. Mike sounds pissed. John, I bet you...
John did not get the month of my birthday.
You're interrupting.
You're interrupting.
Go ahead.
What was I saying? Jim Kelly. Yeah. Right. Oh, Pro Bowl. There's been many a Pro Bowl in February as well. Jim Kelly was a Pro Bowl MVP. How many other Bills players were Pro Bowl MVPs?
Jeez. It's not a lot. I'll say three. Three. Is it three altogether or three more?
Whichever, however you want to word it, it doesn't. How many altogether, including Kelly?
Three.
I would say zero, but the fact you're asking the question, I don't know if you're creative enough to come up with a trick question like this. Like, oh, how many others? Oh, there's zero. Like, I'm struggling to figure, like,
you're questioning John's intelligence here for him to not be smart enough to be like, the answer's one. Suck it, Mike. Because I hope it's only one.
I only have to beat you. I only have to be closer. If you're saying three, I'm saying two. That's why I can kind of bash him with impunity a little bit.
Because you might get it right in.
How many Pro Bowls have there been? And how many Bills players are capable of just taking over a game? It's got to be an offensive player, right? Unless it's Bruce Smith. Like, Jim Kelly.
Literally, Bruce Smith.
Would it be Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed?
Steve Tasker. I feel like Steve Tasker won an MVP 1 year. So, you already said your answer is two, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, so was Steve Tasker one of the MVPs, John?
I was really hoping that it would have been great if Nate hit the exact number, so that I could be like, no, Nate got it right. But Nate is right, actually, because the answer is four total. And yes, wow. Tasker is one of them, yes.
So wait, why is Mike right? I said three. He said two.
No, I said Nate, you're
oh,
right.
Oh, yes!
He already said. Good one.
So it was, who else were the MVP, sorry?
I'm shocked.
So, Lee Tasker, Bruce Smith, and O.J. Simpson.
OJ.
I didn't even know they had Pro Bowls back when OJ was playing.
Yeah.
Wow.
OJ, one of the three players I know of that played for the Buffalo Bills.
The juice.
Yeah. Joe DeLaMalure, too. I also know about him. I also knew he existed as a Bills player before.
I've never heard of that name in my entire life.
This is the first time you're hearing about Joe DeLaMalure.
He's a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
So it was Billy Shaw.
Hold on, I have the banner up in the studio. I have a banner up. DeLaMalure.
John, I am impressed. I take it all back.
Billy Shaw, I forgot about Billy Shaw. He existed.
He, yeah. I don't think Shaw actually played it down in the NFL. I think his whole career was in the AFL.
Oh, no kidding. No. John is our historian on the podcast. Thank you so much, John. Now let's do our Donovan McNabb signed football giveaway, courtesy of the folks over at DeLago Casino and Resort. We already gave away one Bruce Smith signed football, one Donovan McNabb signed football. We're going to give away another one on this podcast. So speaking of autographs and signed whatever, photos and all that cool stuff, we are giving away one of these items. How much do you think of Donovan?
That's worth like $500.
Dude, the Bruce Smith one? Darren won that one. I don't remember his last name. I don't want to give it away in the podcast anyway, but Darren won it. Dude, we're just basically handing you $100, right? I mean, with the Bruce Smith signed football. Donovan McNabb, what would you guess he's at? If Bruce Smith was like 100, what would you guess McNabb would be? 60, 70, 80?
We're guessing about Bruce Smith, so we're extrapolating a guess upon a guess.
Yes, of course. Like, let's just say 500. I like that. 500.
It's like a butterfly flapping its wings in China.
Yes.
Here, and we're just, okay. Like he's at the show?
Yes.
Like Donovan McNabb's at the show?
Yep.
It's funny. There's no right answer.
No,
you compare him to on the list that you read off, like a Ricky Williams or.
He's a lot more recent. Like he's still in the public consciousness, isn't he? Doing like trying to get back into TV and stuff. Got the Super Bowl appearance. His appearances.
So one or two. So he showed up at DeLago to like do their ribbon cutting ceremony, right?
Oh, cool.
So that was why he was there for that. So it's still. I mean, you know, Central New York thing, Syracuse alum, you know, famous football player, Pro Bowler, stuff like that. So I would guess like 60
years. Huge with Syracuse, the Syracuse tie, man.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. College. What's your number?
I'm going to say 60. I would say 60. I have no idea what it is, but.
That's good. That's good. That's a good one. I was going to say 70. So
let's go into. So before I give away the winner of this next Donovan McNabb signed autographed football, I'm going to read a couple of reviews from our Apple Podcast review. So by the way, we're going to be giving away stuff throughout the entire offseason into the next season. I bought some cool stuff I mentioned at auction. I didn't actually go to, I found some cool sites and some places where we can purchase them. And so I've done this for the podcast. So if you're interested, we've given away Tremaine Edmonds jersey, signed jersey, John Brown signed jersey, some signed footballs like I mentioned earlier. We're going to continue to give away some stuff that I found. And so if you are interested in being available, think to yourself, you're like, I'm already listening to this podcast. I might as well win some cool stuff, right? All you have to do is leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. So an iTunes or whatever you want to call it. And I will put you on a list. And even if you win, by any chance, you will stay on that list for the end of time or until this podcast completely collapses and we close up shop. So, or, you know, we all die, right, Mike? So,
death of the universe. It's coming, man.
I could see society collapsing before the crash of the universe, but that's just me. Maybe we should all be buying our gold bars right now. So I'm going to read this review from Rich Perks 27. He writes about Circling the Wagons, easily a top three Buffalo Bills podcast. I look forward to Tuesdays to listen to this pod. They really immerse me into their conversation and make my morning workouts that much easier. Oh, humble brag there. I guess Rich Perks is staying in shape. Keep it going, y'all. Side note, I had to download iTunes onto my laptop and create an account to write this. That's how much I like these guys. Richard Perks. Richard, you are the man. Thank you so much for writing that. I don't know if we deserve all of that, but hey, we'll take that. Take that. I'm not big into. I enjoy reading these because it makes me realize people do enjoy some of the things we do, even though if it is mostly to win something. But it's kind of nice to get a compliment every once in a while. You don't really get that in life. So. B. Oaks writes, a commander of the Bills Mafia, love the show. Every episode has me laughing and hooked as you bring so much to the table each time. Absolutely loved when you wanted input for how to get out of the wedding to be able to go to the Bills game. Also, you read a tweet of mine for the show and it made my day. Thank you for everything. And above all else, go Bills. So thank you for B. Oaks for writing that that review. Appreciate that. Sousa DA1 wrote, download it now. Nobody circles the podcast like the Buffalo Rumblings. He wrote, this is my current go-to for Bills news. These podcasts are very convenient to download each week and listen at my leisure. Always very insightful conversations. Would agree. All of the guys, all of the different podcasts over here at Buffalo Rumblings do an amazing job, and appreciate being part of that for sure. So I'm going to read one that somebody just left this week that I have not shared with Mike and John. Normally I do every week because I like to screenshot it. Plus, make sure that they'll actually come back and be on the podcast for another week if I just keep telling them people like them. So this one is actually from Chelsea. It's from Chelsea Arabi. She writes, I believe in CTW. Circling the Wagons is awesome. Nate consistently hosts a great show. In-depth analysis of the Bills. The other podcasts are good, but it's difficult to beat the balance of humor and stats they consistently put out each week. When you listen to them, you feel like part of the gang, and you understand why Bills Mafia is so special. Thanks for everything you folks do. Go Bills. Super Bowl 55 incoming. Chelsea Arabe. Wow, Chelsea. Just so much in that review. I appreciate that. I don't think we deserve half of those things, I'm going to be honest. I think that you're putting us up... But I'm gonna say there's some nice things. Appreciate that. My favorite part was definitely the Super Bowl 55 incoming. Definitely tell that Chelsea's a listener for a lot. I'm looking forward. I'm thinking I should just book my hotel for downtown Buffalo in February for the parade route next year. I haven't done that yet, but that's on my list of things to do. So enough about that. This has been a lot of podcasts. Let's do our winner for this week's Donovan McNabb signed autograph football, which is worth roughly $300 or so. $300 to $500, we're just going to say. So our winner is at DWAZ9. At DWAZ9, which, if I'm not mistaken, is Darren that won the Bruce Smith autographed signed football. So, dude, Darren's just crushing it. If he's listening, that's the other thing. Not only do you have to leave an Apple Podcast review for us, but you have to listen each week, see if you won said autographed item, and then message me either through Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, any of those avenues. You can email us, ctwpod@gmail.com. So feel free to get in contact with us there to let us know that you won the Donovan McNabb signed autographed football. And also, if you guys want to get in contact with us and talk about something on the podcast, you guys are so nice. You're emailing us all season long. I cannot answer those emails on the podcast because we usually do a recap. But appreciate all you guys do. So we're going to talk next week about some free agency, some positional areas that I think the Bills are going to really review in free agency and the draft, and try to get an idea of what Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean are going to do based on what they've done in previous seasons. So we're going to end it here. Thanks so much for listening. For John.
Go Bills, Super Bowl 55.
For Mike.
Wait, the same dude won again? You sure you didn't open up the same spreadsheet? You randomly generated the same guy again.
Yes. There's like 100 people now. Lots of people have left reviews. So we have roughly, I wouldn't even say 100 listeners.
Like your stooge? Like you just funnel him the stuff?
I'm actually DWAZ9. Nate is DWAZ9. I left us an amazing review. I'm also Chelsea. Chelsea, I'm just, crazy, right?
Wow.
Good for DWAZ.
I love that, though. That's good.
Yeah, because I was eventually like, "Oh,
you're doing too well. You don't get to play."
Yeah, originally I was going to do that, take you off the list once you won, but you guys convinced me. You know, you win, you're in, you're still in, right?
That was go Bills.
And for me, Nate, go Bills. Thank you so much for listening to this offseason episode, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Circling the Wagons podcast. Download and subscribe to us in your favorite podcast service. Email us at ctwpod@gmail.com. That's Charlie Tango Whiskey Pod @gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ctwpod. And most importantly, go Bills!
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.